1, 2, 3, 4.
Welcome to WDCE-FM. We are broadcasting live from the University of Richmond. I'm Kristen Korb, and this is the Cool Jazz Set. Now, here's your host, Paul Pierce.
Oh, thank you, Kristen. Kristen Korb, one of my favorite bass players and vocalists, and she is magnificent. She's a great composer, band leader, and a marvelous bass player, as well as a great vocalist, and a good friend, I'm happy to say, too, and a past president of the International Society of Bassists, where she made her mark. And her first recording that she did was with the Ray Brown Trio. Imagine that, when she was extremely young. She's still young. Anyway, Kristen Korb is our featured artist tonight, and we'll get started with a nice arrangement that she did from an album entitled In the Meantime, and this is Love Walked In, George and Ira Gershwin. Hope you enjoy the show.
Right in and drove the shadows away. Love walked right in and brought my sunniest day. One magic moment and my heart seemed to know that love said hello. Though not a word was spoken, one look and I forgot the gloom of the past. One look and I had found my future at last. One look and I had found a world completely new. And love walked in with you. Thank you. the shadows away. Love walked right in and brought my sunny yesterday. One magic moment and my heart seemed to know that love said hello. Although not a word was spoken, one look and I forgot the gloom of the past. One look
Chuck Israels Jazz Orchestra, the great bassist and band leader, Chuck Israels. That's from an album he did entitled Joyful Noise, the music of Horace Silver. And that was a tune entitled Sister Sadie. What a great big band he has. If you are out on the West Coast up in the Portland area and you get a chance to catch him live, please do. He is something else. Let me also mention on the first recording we played tonight, a young Kristen Korb, the bassist on that and the vocalist as well. Also featured pianist Lou Matthews. And let's see, Larry Kuntz on guitar, Nick Mancini on vibes, Bob Shepard tenor sax, and Steve Barnes on drums. A nice album, by the way. Kristen Korb. In the meantime. Okay, up next, here's another nice bass player that has a nice quartet. This is Neil Minor from his album entitled The Real Neil. This is Harry Warren's tune. This is Always. Thank you. Nice recording from Neil Minor. The album is entitled The Real Neil. And it's quite nice. On Juniper Records, by the way. Neil on bass. Chris Burjohn on guitar. Joe Strass on drums. And Doug White on tenor sax. And that was Harry Warren's This Is Always. He is one of my favorite people. The late, great bassist Milt Hinton. From his album Laughing at Life, he sure brought joy to an awful lot of people, including me. He was nice enough to send me a nice note along with this album some years back. And as a tune on here, he wrote for his wife. It's called Mona's Feeling Lonely. And here's Judge Milt the Judge Hinton. Hope you enjoy this.
Again, won't be back in New York until who knows when. And I think of her only, 'cause Mona's feeling lonely tonight. I talk to Cab and Dizzy too. Pass the time away, just make it through. But I think of home, sure, Mona's feeling lonely tonight. Now, when I get to thinking, is when I start to sinking and getting those home. I tried ways to cheer up, but my blues just won't clear up. I miss her smile, her pretty face, that look, her kiss, a warm embrace. We're off at last on Christmas Day, 'cause it's Fess's birthday, we get double pay. Think of only, 'cause Mona's feeling lonely tonight. Thank you. myself holy, but Mona won't be lonely tonight. Oh no, Mona, you won't be lonely
the very talented Bill Mays with his trio, featuring Peter Washington on bass and Billy Drummond on drums. That's from his album entitled Mays at the Movies. You may want to check that out. It's on the Steeplechase record label. Bill Mays, marvelous pianist and band leader, and happy to say a good friend. Okay, up next, here's a nice trio recording. Jesper Lundgaard, and he spells it L-U-N-D-G-A-A-R-D. Jesper Lundgaard from his album titled Celluloid, and this is a nice groove on this. Watch What Happens.
Thank you. I'm Billy Taylor. You know the expression, practice makes perfect. Well, it sure is true in music. And practicing music is one of the most valuable ways a student can spend time. A young person who studies music reinforces teamwork, communication skills, self-discipline, and creativity. All qualities kids need to be successful in their other schoolwork. As parents, think about encouraging your children to try out several instruments at school until they find the one that really clicks. Talk to the school's music teacher about finding affordable lessons and encourage your child to join the school music ensembles. And please don't forget that your kids all have an instrument that's free and sounds wonderful. Their voices.
A PSA brought to you by MENC, the National Association for Music Education, and the National Anthem Project, the campaign to restore America's voice through music education. Music, part of a sound education.
So important, music education taking place in our schools, and right here at the University of Richmond. Wonderful music program here. Okay, let's see. We just heard a nice trio led by bassist Justin Lundgaard, and that featured some nice guitar work by Nicholas Knudsen, K-N-U-D-S-E-N, Nicholas Knudsen. And let's see, Hans Ulrich on saxophone. A really nice recording. Here's our featured artist tonight. This is Kristen Korb on bass and vocals. And the rest of the trio is it's a unique trio, by the way. Todd Johnson is playing six-string electric bass, backing her up. And then Kendall Kay is playing drums. This is from her album entitled Get Happy. And this is I'm Old Fashioned.
Size, holding hands. These
to stay old-fashioned with me. With me. We'll be right back.
the Hampton Hawes Quartet from an album entitled For Real. And that was a tune called Crazyology. Hampton Hawes on piano, Harold Land on tenor sax, young Scott LaFaro on bass, and Frank Butler on drums. Up next, our featured artist tonight, as you probably know, is Kristen Korb. This is from a trio album she did featuring Bruce Foreman on guitar and Jeff Hamilton on drums. The album title is What's Your Story? And this is a title, and this is a piece entitled Traveling Groove Merchant. And it was originally, the music was written by Jerome Richardson, and it's been recorded by a lot of people. But she liked it so much, she thought she would record it and also write lyrics for it, which she has done. So I think you'll enjoy this. So this is Kristen Korb and her trio, Groove Merchant. Thank you.
didn't have to worry. What went wrong? I know you never, ever have to worry.
And the wonderful Kristen Korb, Groove Merchant. We'll finish out this first set. And there's another hour coming up, by the way. We'll finish up with Roy Hargrove, a really nice album he did entitled Moment to Moment. And this is I Fall in Love Too Easily, Mr. Roy Hargrove on flugelhorn.